We rounded the corner, our stomachs leading with prodding hunger rather than our logical brains. And we caught sight of a family of beggars nestled on the steps of a shop. The grandmother, scrawny and bony with a sunken, toothless mouth which soured at the corners to make her expression empty. Empty from her inevitable misfortune. She was quite fixed in her sitting position on the wide step, with a touch of regality in her straight back, as if she had displeased the gods and had been banished there in that position for all of eternity. The only movement was around her, the active scrambling and scampering of her grandchildren, who were still impish enough to look life in the windows of the soul, unhitch that latch and climb through just to get the sweets on the other side. Life had dealt them bad cards, but they kept playing, defiantly coaxing that straight flush to their fingertips. The family clucked our white skin immediately and stared. As soon as they had had a good measure of our ignorance, the pleading and the begging heightened. It was usually a vacuous song that played on repeat, but in this time, in this moment, it had fervent desire in it.